Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see everybody here on such a glorious day that we don't normally get in Northern Ireland. Our rector, John, and many of our friends are worshipping and sharing fellowship today on Rathlin Island, and I'm sure we wish them really well, and we look forward to their safe return. But we're going to worship God today here in St. Columbus and start by singing our opening hymn, "Ye Servants of God, Your Master Proclaim." That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God and we're truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. So let us say sorry to God here and now. We pause for just a moment to think back on the past week, on what we've said and done, and perhaps what we should not have said and done. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing. Forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. And in Jesus' name, we are forgiven. Our sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. So we stand as a forgiven people. Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. Come, let us worship. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came and, when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. And there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you? How can you say, 'Who touched me'?" He looked all round to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. Amen.
This morning's reading from Mark's Gospel combines the accounts of two very different individuals and their interactions with Jesus. It's kind of a story within a story. Because firstly, we have Jairus. And we're told that Jairus is one of the leaders in the synagogue. He's a man of good standing who would have been well respected by his peers. But Jairus' daughter is unwell. We're told she's on the point of death. And he falls at Jesus' feet and he begs him to come to his daughter and make her better. And Jesus starts to go off with him, but their progress together is interrupted because a large crowd has gathered around Jesus. And within the crowd, there's a woman suffering from a disease that has rendered her unclean. And because she's unclean, she's excluded from society. She tries to remain anonymous within the crowd, and she reaches out and she touches Jesus' clothes. And immediately she does this, she feels in her body that she's been healed. Jesus recognizes what has happened, and he demands to know who touched him. So the woman realized that she wasn't able to hide her identity any longer. She makes herself known to Jesus and she falls before him. And Jesus declares to her that her faith has made her well. And then we're told that some people came from Jairus' house to tell the ruler that his daughter has indeed died. Just imagine how Jairus was feeling. If they hadn't been interrupted by that woman in the crowd, maybe his daughter would have survived. Jesus would have been with him at his house. But Jesus continues to Jairus' house and he enters with Peter, James, and John. He takes the little girl by the hand and she stands up and begins to walk about. So as we have heard, these two people whose stories are intertwined come from very different backgrounds and experiences. And yet, right now, both are struggling with what life has presented to them. An ill daughter, a disease. And their response to Jesus is similar. Although they're so very different, their response to Jesus is similar. They both reach out to him. They fall at his feet. They ask him for help. They come to him with certainty, believing that he can and will respond to them. They have faith in his power. Jesus' response to both Jairus and the unnamed woman is compassionate. He listens to their difficulties and he responds to their faith in him. And he does what initially appears impossible. He offers healing. So what then of our personal relationships with Jesus? Do we feel that we can fall at his feet? That we can reach out to him at any time, believing that he will respond to us? Do we bring to him all our struggles and challenges, trusting that he will offer help? Do we have faith in the midst of uncertainty, confident that God has a plan, that he is in control, and that he will act in his appointed time? Do we acknowledge that God cares about our every need and never considers that we are a nuisance or an interruption? Throughout Scripture, we read that God loves us, he cares for us, he has plans for us. He'll have compassion for us and listen to us. In fact, he loved us so much that he died on a cross for our sake. So later this morning, we will come before God in prayer, offering to him thanks and praise for what he has done for us. We'll ask his blessing and guidance as we approach a new week of opportunities and challenges. And in silence, we will offer our own petitions, whatever they may be, to our God, who is indeed able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or think. Amen. Faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith.
Let us pray. Lord God, we come before you at the start of the school holidays. We thank you that many of our congregation will take opportunity for time away and rest over these summer months. We pray that you will watch over them, and that they will return to us safe and relaxed. This morning we remember all those from our parish visiting Rathlin Island. May their worship and witness to you bring glory to your name. May each of us, whatever our circumstances, take our rest in you. We know you will not turn anyone away. Help us all to find moments to reach out to you. This we ask in and through your precious name. Amen. Lord God, at this holiday time, we pray for all who are finding life difficult and a struggle, for those who are lonely, afraid, ill or stressed. We ask that you draw close to every one of them. Let them know their special place in your heart and grant to each of them your peace. Give rest to the weary and look with compassion on all who need your healing touch. We pray for all on our parish prayer list and for those known to us who seek your presence. And in a moment's silence, we bring before you our personal prayers and petitions. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we remember that the July holiday time can be a period of stress and tension on our streets. Help us all to react with moderation. Remember that our words and actions should always reflect our faith in you. We pray for all with influence and responsibility for decision making, that they may always seek solutions that are according to your will. Restore in them a right vision and a sense of priorities. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. Lord God, at this holiday time, we offer you ourselves and all that you would have us be. Go with us as we travel and enable us to see your presence at all times and in all places. And turning to our service sheets, we pray together. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organisations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
together. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and with all for whom we have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. To love and serve our Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.